Tonight, our encouragement talk will be given by Senior Dharma Teacher Steve Wallace. I'll have to make this a little longer introduction while the servers come in. Steve, hopefully, if we all survive, is going to be a Dharma holder in the very near future. And his encouragement talk tonight will introduce him a little bit to Sachin as a person of the way. Take it away, Steve.
Thank you, Melissa. So when I arrived at Sachin, I was quite sure that as a senior Dharma teacher, I would not be called upon to give a talk this evening. I was quite confident that either Kate or James would be sitting up here this evening and presenting a talk to you, and all I would need to do is sit in my place and worry about the upcoming ceremony. So this turned out to be delusive certainty on my part, and here I am. So my day has been filled with much anxiety and wondering. So what exactly is it that keeps bringing me back to this Zen practice thing? It can be quite painful, really, to sit still in the middle of exactly the feelings I would like to avoid. Exactly the sorts of things that brought me here in the first place, you know, or how to escape feeling less than or having anxiety or having all this confusion arise, delusion. Wouldn't it be nice to just do a little Zen and experience some peace and maybe have a little wisdom show up now and then? Here I am. So this afternoon, as the talk drew closer, I realized that I was pretty much unable to put two thoughts together in order, you know, and I would have ideas about what I might say this evening, and they would fly out of my head, and I would try to remember what the heck that was, and it would maybe come back to me, and I think, well, that wasn't such a good idea after all. I don't know. And then I thought, well, so I think one of the things that really encourages me about Zen is the fact that it is this ultimate come-as-you-are party. Well, not exactly so much of a party. The music is non-existent, and there's not a whole lot of laughter, a few little bits here and there, but not much of a party overall. But nonetheless, I'm coming as we are, you know, that this is actually fine. All the difficulties that show up in my mind are exactly the things that I need to practice with. This is the Buddha appearing to me, finding ways to free us from our own attachments, the very ones that have made us suffer again and again and again. This this need for things to be otherwise, So when I first came to Zen practice, I really didn't know what it was that I was looking for or what I might get. I mean, I had some ideas of what I wanted, but those things didn't really seem to be showing up. And the thing I was quite sure of is that, you know how I feel right now, right here, this is not it. This is not at all the thing that I want, you know. I want stuff to be different. And this unwillingness to sit with my mental and physical discomfort created so much difficulty in my life. This has really been the big issue for me, is this wanting to escape. So this Zen practice of mine is pretty much exactly the opposite of that. Right? I often think of it as my Zazen being an opportunity to nail my foot to the floor and sit still right in the middle of the stuff I would rather not have. And a couple of lines struck me from the reading that Melissa, or one of the readings that Melissa had us do this morning. This Harmony of Relative and Absolute by one of our ancestors. He says, "If you do not see the way, you do not see it, even as you walk on it. When you walk the way, it is not near, it is not far. But if you are confused, mountains and rivers block your way." So, my wife Laura and I just got back from a lovely vacation up in Maine. And much of this wonderful vacation time consisted of going up mountains and crossing over rivers with no idea that they were blocking our way. How lovely, you know, being out in nature and enjoying the views and just being outside. But how different it is when in the middle of confusion, like I was experiencing this afternoon, suddenly these mountains and rivers rear up and block my way, and it is such a problem that I am this way. I imagine that it shouldn't be like this. I should no longer experience mountains and rivers being in the way. It should be lovely. And it's so not. Over and over again, moments of clarity, moments of freedom, of joy, and then mountains and rivers come and block my way yet again. And I think, oh my God, didn't you get by these mountains and rivers yesterday, and here you are stuck again? Why doesn't this help? But life is kind of like this, I think. A struggle. New obstacles to be faced on a daily basis. And for someone like me, who is quite a bit on the grumpy side and frequently riled up with all this this anxiety and discomfort. How do I meet this? This is what Zen practice offers for me, this opportunity to sit Zazen right in the middle of however it is that I'm feeling, to come exactly the way that I am, and not need to make it into something else, that it's enough just to be with however it is arising for me in the moment. This building confidence over the years that rather than trying to escape, just being here in the midst of the difficulty is exactly the important place of practice for me. So I find this encouraging, and I hope some of you do as well. Thank you.